So in this, we're going to look at the mind, how it changes and why. Now, you are not your mind. You are a higher self having an experience, interfacing with this reality through the decoding systems of your mind. Your mind picks up programs, unconscious programs that you adopt without knowing, and they operate within those systems to optimize your survival abilities within the environment that you've been exposed to. And this is very different based on where you are placed as a person, whether, let's say, it's in a prison or it's in a desert or whether it's in a city. These systems are always working for you within your mind to optimize your survival ability. So the neuroplasticity of your mind changes based on what you put your mind to. This means that the CPU of your ability to interface with the reality can change based on what you program it to do, and being aware of the programming systems that are available to you. I mean, the basic ones of your mind start with realizing that chemicals change the neuroplasticity, you know, being banged on the head changes the neuroplasticity, and also what you put your mind to as far as intention, function and environment. Very, very important. So imagine that you've got, let's put it simple, you've got 12 pathways of thought in your mind, and they operate and give you a certain experience, a frequency. But now let's take it and give you 100 pathways. That means you've got more elbow room to think, more creativity, and you start to see the world with more opportunity rather than locked within just a few pathways. We know that the synapses of the brain are decaying and growing all the time based around a number of factors. Decay comes from toxic stress, worry, all the different things that we are exposed to in this life, and concern and fear. This is what holds us back. So your brain is really changing shape based on being exposed to this situation. And if you're exposed to constant toxic stress, you suffer brain damage. This means that the brain's ability to function is impaired. And we've seen over the last, since the Second World War, cognitive function in a human being dropping by 2 points every decade since the Second World War. Very difficult for people to get this because the ego, the id, steps forward straight away to protect the identity and say, no, that's not true. You're as good as you can be. It suppresses you by saying all that you can be is within a bandwidth. And that's the same for all of us, which is what it says to you. So we're all the same. We don't have any greater bandwidth. And those rare ones that are geniuses, they're just rare anomalies. The rest of us are normal people. This is the illusion of the id. This is the illusion of the identity to sell you on the idea that you are all that you are. And it affects the neuroplasticity of the brain and keeps it within that bandwidth so it cannot experience anything more. If you want to come out of that, you've got to work the brain. You've got to work it in a way that allows it to create new pathways. Now, exercise, dancing, these sorts of things that are really working with the fine and gross motor controls of the cerebellum. This is a basic way to start to think bigger, have more new synapses form. If you want to talk to strangers, that's going to help you in your mind with new synapses forming, because it's a different frequency that you're having to operate within based around a survival mechanism. If you start to edit your language patterns, the way that you phrase things unconsciously in the words that you use, 600 of them a day are primary programming patterns, and you can become aware of them, then you can start to program the unconscious mind working at 40 million bits of data per second, and you're using the conscious mind 40 bits of data per second to do so. If you're not programming your mind, if you're not actually understanding the programming language, you're not practicing it, then your mind will be limited and will return to limitation. This is why, as a program, this is just like working out in the gym. If you do not engage with other people, if you do not challenge your mind, if you do not put challenges in front of it, if you do not enter into argument and start to phrase using critical thinking, if you do not have that as an environment to work with, then you just simply will not grow your brain and see reality in a different way, because it will always be operating within a bandwidth that is governed by the capacity, the processing capacity of that mind at any one time. We need to upgrade that processor, increase the RAM, so you've got a lot more programs that you can fit into it and see the world in a very more exciting and adventurous way, and thus emotioneer and imagineer the world, because you've taken control of your unconscious mind. Now, as I said, this is a very specific science that we go through. We use a lot of schematics that are the catalysts to get your brain to grow, to challenge the way you think, so you can start to really accelerate away. It's not about being better than other people. It's about regaining what you were at 5 years old as a genius level of innovative creative capacity. So this, you know, is an urgent situation for you, because as of this moment, how you respond to what I'm saying here right now will be programming your unconscious mind and creating a reality and a rule that it will start to give you and operate for. So if it's in terms of action and moving forward, then your brain will start to work in that way. If it's in resistance and reluctance and delay, then it's going to start to manifest around that. One is in your shell identity that likes restriction and security, and the other one is in your core that wants to evolve and expand. So this is the choice that you make every time I'm speaking to you through this particular short course, to say to yourself, do I want to be a part of the future? Do I want my brain to work quicker, faster, ever faster, and actually be able to manifest what I want into this reality and make a difference to the world? Do I want to do that? How long am I going to delay before I do that? How much have I been doing in my life to achieve that? And how much am I kidding myself that that was all that I can be? Really, this is where the shell identity, the id, really takes over us and holds us back. So when we want to change the CPU, we've got to really step out of self and start to work as the operator. And this simply means that we use a particular technique, which is where we're starting to observe self from a neutral position. We start to orientate and we take action that we want our superego of our mind to start manifesting in our world. It's a very simple process, but beyond the majority to accept, because they just don't want to be the driver of the vehicle of their mind or body. They just want to be unconscious, because it's a lot easier to be asleep than awake, because one doesn't have responsibility, the other one does. And you know, this is what you see if you look around. People who get overweight, they're mostly unconscious to the fact that what they're putting in their body has an effect on their body. It's the same with thought. If they don't become conscious to what their thoughts are, then they don't really care what goes into their brain. And if they don't care what goes into their brain, then their brain is going to operate on a basic level, a basic program to give them a life. And they are going to accept that because they prefer not to think. So this course is about stepping up and starting to think at a much, much more increased pace. Why should you do this? Not because you want to be aspirational or entrepreneurial. These are good reasons, but not the main one. It's for survival. In the next 10 years, we're going to be challenged in so many ways that we have to start to program our minds and take charge of who we are and start to work as a co-creative and a collective. And that's exactly what CHD does for you. It has a huge amount of psychological programs behind it that will allow you to accelerate your mind through introspection, guidance, and community. Three fundamental factors to get you there.